Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, 17th of October 2015. Love God, know thyself. Love God, know thyself. Before we start on the topic, yesterday a sister wanted to know that we are repeating these scriptures, certain scriptures below in the email. We are repeating several scriptures again and again. And what is the reason? It's a good question, brothers and sisters. The reason is this. If we can follow these fundamental scriptures, first of all, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If we can follow that, be a doer, you'll be blessed because more grace will come to you. And then if you begin to meditate on this particular scripture, when your heart wants to be proud, whenever people are saying something, you immediately, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will bring to memory James 4:6, God gives grace to the humble, who opposes the proud, you will immediately stop and you'll be pleasing to God. Now another one is 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself, test yourself and your own self, test your own self, evaluate your own self, unless you're counterfeits. This is from the Amplified I took. The earlier one I took from the Catholic version. This one I take from Amplified. This is a more extended version. Test and prove yourself so that we are not fake Christians. From time to time, we need to examine and test ourselves. So this is another reminder. These are fundamentals. These are basics that we can keep us safe, keep us successful. Successful, not the way the world thinks. You know, the successful means money, money, money. But their marriage is all broken up. Children all hate them. Everybody in the community may hate them and money, money going on. That is not the success. Success in Christ is so many things. Relationship with others, you know. You're first pleasing God, you know. I'll deal with that another day. Now, so, this evaluate ourselves. These are will keep us good. We'll have a great life. Peaceful life. And people be drawn to us. Why? We are salt and light from inside. Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. This comes to me, I remind these things for myself. I put it here because I've been reminding myself these things and this has helped me. That's why I put it here. If anyone thinks himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Every time my heart will think those days, you know, that I'm something, you know. Terrible. And even recently I said, I gave a segment, I sinned yesterday, I put a segment. Why? It happened. And 1 Corinthians 8:2, that's Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks himself to be something. 1 Corinthians 8:2, if anyone thinks they know something, do not know anything yet as they should. So therefore, the last one of course, love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself and do this and you will live. Meaning we don't love our neighbor ourselves, we will not live. These are reminders, these are fundamental God has put us for us and for our safety. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, sister. And so that it made me now explain this properly. Let's look at the scriptures. Today I added one additional one which I'm going to keep repeating. James 1:22. I'm taking from the King James Version. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 4, I think from the Catholic version, is God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Brother and sister, today the title is Love God, Know Thyself. Love God, Know Thyself. Now, let's look at this. First of all, you see any worthwhile motivational book or motivational speaker or success speaker, you know, all this, you know, self-development speakers and theories and logics and all, they will all boil down to one thing. It has to be internally changed. You have to change inside. They'll come to that point. You have to change inside. Only when you change inside, then the success will come to you, they'll tell you. Where do you think they got this from? They got it from the word of God. They only don't want to claim it, Jesus Christ. They claim it as if it's their own. Nothing new under the sun, God says. So they take it and change it this way, that way, and make a big motivational thing. And millions of people follow and they become multimillionaires and life goes on. But actually, followers of Christ, no need all that. You just follow Jesus Christ, what he says, you will have a great life. Even when trouble comes, you will be able to overcome. endure. You'll be able to endure. The motivational speaker can say, you must change from inside, and then after that, you know, the secret, there's one thing that's going on, the secret. That's not secret. Jesus has already written it down. And then they'll say, it'll attract to you, you know, money will come to you because you're changed from inside, and money will, you know, money hears your call, you know. So all this story goes on. Now, but actually, God said, don't put your faith in money, put your faith in God, in Jesus Christ. Money will be used. God talks about money many times. He knows we need money. So therefore, and money by itself is not evil thing. Money is not evil, by the way. Many people think money is evil. No, money is not evil. God's word says, Jesus clearly says, check your scriptures, brothers and sisters. Jesus' word says what? The love of money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil, or money is even not evil. It is just something that we need to use. But it's finally inside us. Our heart begin to love the thing. That is why then becomes problem. It's the root all evil begin to come. Now, and actually, self-seeking is another serious thing. Now, the title is Love God, Know Thyself. That is why we have to know ourselves. But how to know ourselves? If you love God, you'll begin to know yourself. You love God means what happens? If you love God, you want to do what He says. Now, many people I've seen over the years, pity, you know, because they don't settle some scriptures. Let's take one. First, Romans 12:1. I'm going to first read from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read from the Catholic Version. There's slight difference in the words, but means the same. Romans 12:1, King James Version, New King James Version. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. What are we supposed to do? Present our bodies a living sacrifice, because of course our bodies are living, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now in Romans 12:1, Catholic Version says, New Revised Edition Version, Catholic Edition, it titled as The New Life in Christ. I appeal to you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. There is in the King James it says, reasonable service, and here it says spiritual worship. And when you go to the Hebrew, and you go to the Amplified, and go to the Hebrew meanings and all, it combines both actually. It's a reasonable service. They expected us to do this. And it's also spiritual worship. But it starts with keeping our bodies holy and acceptable as a living sacrifice. Now, we take this scripture. The title is Know Thyself. We'll begin to know ourselves. Are we keeping this? Now, this word of God, are we doer of the word? If we are not doer of the word of God says, we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves. We are deluded. We are deluding ourselves. So, many come to Christ and nobody tells them, hey, you got to be a doer of the word. They say, I'm Christian. But nobody stops and tells them, brother, you got to be doer of the word. First of all, humble. Do become humble. You want to be a humble. You want to be humble. So grace will come. So some will say, I got grace, I got grace, I work in grace, grace, grace. And they are proud. And that is, I mean, there's no grace from God. That means some other party is giving them whatever they're succeeding in. Because even the world people who are doing evil, if you identify success as just money and position in the world, then the world people all must be so holy. Why? Because they've all been successful, isn't it? Some many world people are CEOs and this and that. They do evil things and yet they become owners of multi-billions and whatnot. Of course, not all are doing evil things to become multi-millionaires and billionaires. But let us say, there's some wrong they'll be doing. Because without Christ, sin cannot come out of us. Without Christ, that's a given. Only the blood sacrifice of Christ can wash our sins away. No religious activity can. I can go and kneel down and put so many candles, it's not going to work. I receive the blood of Jesus Christ in faith. I receive Him to be my Lord and Master in faith. My faith is in the faith of Jesus Christ to settle me. then I am now born again. My spirit man is now attached, spirit of God attaches itself. Christ is inside me now because I want to him to be my Lord and Master, the husband of my soul. Then only the things will work. But the world people, if they are doing evil and all that, so do not equate this kind of success. Oh, I got a blessing. I got some good job, great job. And then they are proud and proud. God said he gives proud, he opposes. So if he's opposing, how did you get a great job? Then the God of this world, God calls him Satan as the God of the world, has given it to you. Because if you're proud, God says he opposes, right? Now if we are proud, if I'm proud, God says he opposes. Now in the world before, I used to use 4-letter words on Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what a... I was terrible, terrible. And he gave me mercy, showed me mercy. Now, having said that, what happened? Even then, I was assistant general manager of an insurance company, which is the Arab Malaysian insurance company after that. Assistant general manager. So I'm doing wrong things. I'm drunkard. I'm doing sexual immorality and all that. And then after that, I start my own business. Oh, 2-3 years and the business progressed so much, you know. And actuarial valuation, actuarial valuation, because I'm doing insurance work, actuarial valuation of my company at the time was already worth, I think, 4 million or something at that time. You know, you're talking about 89. The valuation was based on 89 or 90. It is 4 million worth the time. Now, I was doing wrong things again, God using 4-letter words on Jesus Christ. So how was I progressing? The God of this world was giving me. The God of this world was giving me. So brothers and sisters, don't get mistaken just because you are blessed with something and suddenly you felt so good and then you think that God is blessing you. No, God was, if I was against God and I was being blessed. Blessed with what? All these worldly things. Start a company within 2-3 years, I think valued at few $1 million. Start from zero. How? And so the industry was thinking, what a great guy I am and this and that. But you see, inside I'm dying. Inside I was dying, brothers and sisters. So don't follow this. So worldly goods come to you. Don't think God is blessing you. God blesses, God opposes the proud. Proud. So if you are proud, so you check yourself. You're proud and you're still getting blessings. Better check again. It's a ruler of the world giving you. It's the God of this world giving you. And then what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now, brothers and sisters, coming to this, presenting your body as a living sacrifice. You see, you can, I'm so sad, you know. So some people are retired and they want to do the work of God. They want to do the work of God. They start traveling, you know. They retired because of money. EPF money has come, so they want to do for God. They go here, go there, and sort of mission field, it seems. Actually, nothing. They're just going to visit some churches there and all. They're really not bringing anything of value. If you're going there and casting out demons, setting the captive free, speaking of Christ, and you're doing these things, yes. But at the same time, God doesn't care about that first. Because you know why? There's one scripture Jesus said, you know what? They'll call me Lord, Lord. And they'll say, we cast out demons in your name. We heal the sick in your name. And Jesus said, he'll turn around and say, get away from me, you evil doers, get away from me, I do not know you. Can you imagine? These people are casting out evil spirits, demons in his name, and yet healing the sick in his name, and yet Jesus said, I'll tell them, get out from me, I don't know you. Now, because of this, when I was casting out evil spirits from the beginning itself, because evil spirits went out of me, so I was casting this out in the name of Jesus Christ, putting advertisements in the papers and all, I used to wonder that time. I told God, I want to do this and being fall into that scripture where you tell me to get out. I don't want Lord Jesus. I don't want to do this. I don't want to cast out demons and heal the sick and then been told to get out there. So I said, then God said, look, that is for evil doers. You don't do any evil. You use my power and do the right thing and you won't be cast out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then I started doing the work. Now, presenting our bodies as an acceptable, it's a reasonable service of worship. So going and becoming a great singer there, great worship leader, now not going to work until your body is kept holy, living sacrifice acceptable to Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, this is another thing, you know. If a bride, you know, on a wedding day, the bridegroom says, for the reception, wear a green dress. For the reception. Yes, white dress for the marriage ceremony itself. For the reception, wear a green dress or green sari. Will the bride go and purposely go and do a red sari? Red. Be red. No, I like red. This is exactly what's happening in Christendom. I follow Jesus Christ, but I will do what I want. He says, keep your bodies holy. No, I'll go to mission field. Keep your bodies holy. No, I'll go to mission field first. Be humble. No, I'll go to mission field. I'll do this, I'll do that. Brothers and sisters, first of all, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Critical issue. Examine yourself so that you prove yourself that you're not fake Christians. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Amplified. We have to do this. So it starts with knowing ourselves. When we begin to know ourselves, how do we know ourselves? Love God. Love God means be a doer of His word. When we begin to do His word, we begin to realize where problem sitting in our heart. Yes, I am saved. I am born again. The Spirit of God is in me. Jesus Christ is in me. In the Spirit, I am a spirit. My spirit is born again. Now my heart and mind have to keep molding Christ inside there. Christ is the word of God. My heart and mind has to be renewed. My mind must be renewed in the spirit of my mind. God says, be renewed in the spirit of mind and your heart must change. In Jesus' name I pray today, brothers and sisters, today is a Saturday. Use this repeatedly listening to this. Know thyself. Once you begin to know yourself from inside, things will happen in Jesus' name because you'll change. In Jesus' name, amen.